I don't think it was as big a surprise, but it certainly was a shakeup in the third ward of the city of Lansing, where Adam Hussein took on Aylin Bowles, who's been in that position for a while as a city council member representing the citizens of the southwest side of the capital city. And she was turned out, although this was a very close vote, 51% to 48%. They were separated by 72 total votes. Adam Hussein joins us now on the other end of our line. Good morning. Good morning, Adam. Well, maybe Adam doesn't join us on the other end of our line here. Do we vaporize him? Or is this more, as author John Meacham said, he said the NSA involved. The NSA saying, no, we weren't involved, but we are monitoring you, Dave.
All right, I'll try him again.
Yeah, so Caleb's going to go over there and try to get him back on the line. Something happened there. We'll connect with Mr. Hussein for the remaining minutes we have here in this segment and visit with him just briefly. You know, I still say, what the heck is going on in our city? Rich has had in the newscast the information here, and we brought you breaking information yesterday regarding the shooting incident with the 18s. I'm still scratching my head because we were directly in the middle of all of this, which sometimes is not the greatest place to attempt and cover stories. Lansing police yesterday were telling us to, you know, basically to stay in, and we'll pick up that topic a little later in the show. I think we have Adam back on the line here, or maybe on the line for the first time around. Adam, can you hear me?
David, I could hear you, but I think you couldn't hear me.
We couldn't hear anything from you, but we had that for a moment or two in our last segment with our guests. I'm not sure if there's anything going on with our phone here, but we'll get Caleb on the other side of the glass to monitor that situation. First of all, congratulations.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, David.
So, very close final tally here with the votes. I was surprised to hear you say you thought, in a way, it was usually challengers don't say it was closer than I thought it would be, because usually when you challenge, I'm just going in general, challengers are happy to get the post and win and come in and raise their right hand and take the oath and move on. But you were surprised by the closeness of it. Is that correct?
You know, in the wake of the win, I don't know that I had an opportunity to put the election and what it really meant in its appropriate context. And when I really sat back yesterday, it was the first time I could really kind of sit back and reflect on the numbers and kind of what has happened really over the past 8 months. And I got to be honest, I take that back. I mean, there's really no way when you consider the amount of resources that they put into that campaign, when you think about you know, the power of incumbency, the fact that the mayor rolled up the sleeves and really got behind Aylin. Honestly, David, there's no way I should have won that election. But I think what happened, I think there was an absolute referendum, you know, that took place there. And I think people across the region really are done with the propaganda. They're done with the smear campaign and the dirty tactics. And it wasn't just me. I mean, if you look across the region, Eric Altman won. He was attacked relentlessly. My mother, who was attacked relentlessly, won. And then myself. And so I think people across the region are saying, listen, we want people that are going to focus on the issues. Enough of the political operatives coming, you know, from outside of the community and trying to really steal the election. And so I'm very, very proud of the residents across the region.
Well, I know that everything you just mentioned has a common thread. Now, these are candidates, or these are issues, or both combined, that are pushed by the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. But, you know, as a councilman-elect, you're going to have to work with them now, too, and vice versa. So will you find a way to work with them? And I guess I want to say bury the hatchet here, but will that be a possibility?
You know, no, I think that's an appropriate way to describe it. I think we have to bury the hatchet. And the reality is, you know, I've already been in contact with them. We're going to sit down. You know, they asked me to screen for their endorsement while back. I said because of the way, you know, in terms of the last several election cycles, the way that they've kind of broached or approached the way that they campaign for candidates, I said I'm not going to do it. But understand that in this position, you know, I cannot go into it with you know, trying to settle personal scores. Essentially, I'm here to represent Southwest Lansing, and the development of Southwest Lansing is going to be extremely important over the next several years. And so, absolutely, whatever relationships I need to put in place to help, you know, make that happen, I'm absolutely going to.
What's the first thing when you go in to, again, to take the oath? What's the first thing that you do? What's the first item of number one on the Adam Hussein agenda for the third ward?
Well, it actually has already started. You know, I spent the last 2 days I mean, there were a deluge, obviously, of emails and calls and just absolute support, which I couldn't be more proud of. And so I wanted to be as responsive as possible, and I got back with everybody. But it starts now. It starts with sitting down with our department heads. It starts with sitting down with regional leaders. It starts with sitting down with everybody, you know, bring everybody to the table and really looking at the key challenges that are facing Southwest Lansing and then coming up with some tangible solutions in terms of fixing those issues so that we can move the work forward. And I think, you know, obviously yesterday in South Lansing we had a pretty serious exchange of gunfire. Just a week ago, we had a woman that was robbed.
This is right outside. This is going on right. This is a block or two block from our station, and around our station here, we had officers and tactical officers with their weapons drawn. Not exactly what you want to see at lunchtime, around schools, anytime, anywhere, I guess. Boy, oh boy, we're having no luck here with Adam, and I'm assuming
sorry,
maybe.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, so, you know, the reality is I think
30 seconds left,
has
Adam.
To be priority number one.
Okay, very good. Real quick, basically, yes or no, are you going to set a meeting and offer a meeting with the mayor? Have you already done it?
You know, we're going to meet. We're going to sit down 3:15 on Monday.
Really? 3:15 on Monday you will meet with Mayor Virg Bonero?
Absolutely.
All right. Talk about bearing the hatchet. Talk about moving on. That should be interesting. Can we come to?
It will be interesting. You know, and we were pretty candid when we set that meeting up. We're going to put everything out on the table so that we can move forward in a positive way.
I buy that. I think you are a candid guy. I know for sure that he is. It'll be interesting. Adam, we wish you good luck. We'll keep in contact going forward. Okay, sorry about the phone problems.
Hey, not a problem. I appreciate it, David.
More coming up. Morning Wake Up. Don't go away. This is 1320 WILS.